Today's story of the Goliath defeat by David is one of the favorite stories in the Bible.
今日所講嘅一個哥利亞同埋大衛嘅一個故事咧，係喺聖經入邊我哋一個最喜愛嘅一個嘅故事。
It is very simple and playful story, but we all delight at seeing little David give big bully Goliath what he deserves.
就依個係一個好簡單但係好有趣嘅一個嘅故仔，而我哋每一個咧都會好開心睇到最後咧，依個細小嘅大衛咧，終於係打贏咗一個嘅哥利亞。
You may not remember many Bible stories, but you remember this one.
我哋可能咧好多嘅故仔都唔記得，但我哋會記得依個故仔嘅。
While all the armies of Israel trembled before the giant Goliath, little David runs quickly, take a stone and sling the stone and strike Goliath.
當其餘好多嘅以色列嘅軍隊咧，都喺一個哥利亞巨人哥利亞之前係驚到呆曬嘅時候咧，依個細小嘅大衛咧，佢就走得好快，攞咗幾粒嘅石頭同埋佢嗰個嘅彈弓，咁然後咧就將依個哥利亞打死咗。
So Goliath falls, and that's the end of the story.
咁所以哥利亞咧，最後就撲倒喺度，依個就係個故仔嘅結尾啦。
Yet you can feel the tension if you can read its context.
但如果我哋真係睇依個故仔嘅內容嘅時候咧，我哋睇到感覺到個張力嘅。
The story starts with the praise. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle.
就依個故事開頭嘅時候咧，就講到非利士人招聚佢哋嘅軍隊要嚟爭戰。
It would be enough to cause the fear for the Hebrews.
就依個咧已經係足夠俾我哋會覺得好驚恐噶啦。
The story goes on, and there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath.
而一個故事咧，繼續落去咧，就話喺依個嘅非利士嗰度咧，出嚟一個嘅巨人哥利亞。
He had a helmet of the bronze, and he was armed with a coat of mail weighing about 150 pounds.
而佢咧係著咗啲盔甲，同埋戴咗啲頭盔，嗰啲盔甲都已經差唔多成150磅啦。
His spear had weighed about 19 pounds.
而佢嗰個箭嘅箭頭咧，已經有成19磅。
He is a big man, Goliath.
佢就係嗰個巨人哥利亞。
Furthermore, he ridicules Israelites.
跟住咧，佢仲要喺度取笑嗰啲以色列人添。
Give him a man, then we may fight together.
你揾個人出嚟啦，等我可以同佢打過。
Goliath demands a man, but there's no one in the Israel's army.
哥利亞咧就要求有一個人出嚟迎戰，但喺以色列人入邊冇一個嘅軍人肯可以咁樣出嚟。
Where is King Saul?
喺嗰時，個掃羅王喺邊度啊
？You may ask.
我哋可能咁樣諗。
But he was paralyzed by fear, and he and his whole army quivering in the trenches.
所以咧，嗰時掃羅王已經驚到呆咗，而佢嗰啲嘅軍人咧，亦都係喺佢嗰個戰溝入邊，大家都好喺度打陣。
Suddenly, little David swaggered up to the poor King Saul, tell him that he will go fight Goliath.
但突然間咧，依個細小嘅大衛咧就好好得意咁樣行出嚟，然後就同掃羅王講話：我可以迎戰哥利亞。
Of course, he is not there to fight.
當然啦，佢唔係去到嗰度係打仗嘅。
He happens to be there bringing his older brothers their lunch boxes.
佢去到嗰度只係因為佢要帶啲食物俾佢啲哥哥。
You are just a kid.
你只係個細路啫喎。
The contrast between the heavily armored giant and the little boy with the lunchbox couldn't be greater.
就係我哋睇見依個巨人哥利亞同埋依個咁細小嘅大衛嗰個嘅對比咧，實在係好大嘅。
But David tells the king that while guarding his sheep, he's become very good with the slingshot.
但大衛咧就話俾皇帝聽，實當佢係喺度看守嗰啲羊群嘅時候咧。佢學識點樣去用嗰個嘅彈弓。
And he adds, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hands of this Philistine."
就係耶和華喺能夠去係拯救我從一個嘅熊嗰啲嘅老虎嘅手中嚟去拯救我，佢亦都能夠從非利士人嘅手中去拯救我嘅。
Now you should note that this is the first time.God has been mentioned in the story.
就喺依度咧，就係一個故事當中咧，耶和華嘅名係第一次係被提到嘅。
I mean, from now, it is more than human contest between a bully and the little kids.
就在这里呢, 我们开始看到是, 只是一个恶霸和一个小孩的一个, 对比。
And go, says the king, and may the Lord be with you.
然后大卫王就说, 苏罗王就说, 你可以去吧, 耶和华必与你同在。
That's the only hope little David has, the hope that perhaps the Lord will be with him.
这个可能就是一个小小的大卫他唯一的一个盼望，那个盼望就是说耶和华与我同在。
Though King Saul talked about the Lord, he puts his real trust in the same place as Goliath, in armor and the sword.
就是苏罗王他当他讲到这个耶和华的时候，其实他那个真正那个的信任是跟那个哥利亚一样的，就是在那些武器上的。
That's why he offered his helmet, his coat of mail, and his sword to David.
所以呢，佢就將佢嗰個嘅頭盔啊、盔甲啊，同埋佢把劍咧，都係俾嗰個細小大衛。
Both the giant and the king trust in arms.
就其實呢一個巨人同埋個皇帝咧，佢哋同樣都係信賴嗰啲武器。
But David does not. He trusts God.
但大衛就唔係啦，大衛相信嘅係上帝。
With God's help, his shepherd's sling and the five smooth stones are sufficient.
藉着上帝的帮助和他那五粒的石仔的弹弓已经足够了。
Can you see it?
你看不看到呢?
The equalizer between oppressor and oppressed is not technology, not arms.
能够令到一个压迫者和被压迫的人能够有一个平衡呢？不是说那个科技，乃是上帝。
It is God. It is always God who feels the difference.
是上帝，永远都是上帝令到人与人之间，不同的人有这个平等。
It doesn't matter how much you learn, then how much you have.
无论你有多少，或者你学识有多少。
Everyone is equally precious and important to God.
就我们每一个人在神的面前都一样是这么宝贵的。
Anyway, David's stone finds its mark.
无论如何，大卫那粒石仔呢, 射中个目标了。
Goliath falls dead at David's feet.
这个巨大的哥利亚呢, 就死在大卫的脚下。
You know what this story implies?
就我们都知道这个故事暗示什么的。
Maybe I don't need to interpret what or who are giants in these days for us.
或者我都不需要去解释，就说在今天来讲，这个巨人是一个什么的人，或者是一些什么的东西。
You already heard that you should not be sided with the bigger, larger, and armored against the small, little, and vulnerable.
就我们都听过，就说我们不应该是帮那些大的，或者是有武器的来去欺负那些小的，或者那些是脆弱的。
But here I want to put another point to you straight.
但在这里呢，我想直接的跟你讲到另外一点。
You are meant to identify with and to draw encouragement from the action of David.
就我们呢，应该是去认同大卫，和从大卫的行动当中，我们是得到鼓励。
Unlike the entire army of Israel and its king, David does not hunker down in the trenches and wait for the fate to come to his cause.
以色列其余的军人甚至他们的皇帝都是不同的，大卫呢，他是没有在那个战沟里面在打阵。
While he is not skilled in the martial art, he does know how to use the lowly slingshot, and by God's grace, it is enough.
虽然他是不懂那些武术，或者他其余那些武器都没有，但是他懂得怎样用他的很简单的弹弓和神的恩典，已经够足够了。
Here we should remember that there is another participant in the battle.
但我们也要记得，就是说在这个战争当中，还有另外一个参与者。
Someone else is moving forward into the fight.
就有人是一样的在这个战争里一起前进的。
Yes, I'm talking about God, the God who is busy flooding little shepherd into the fray.
是的，我在这里就是在讲上帝，上帝就是那个不断的激励大卫去参战的。
The God who determines not to leave history up to those who are always seeking their own merits.
因为上帝呢，他也是决定是不要叫 嗰啲只係靠住自己嘅優勢去時時能夠取勝。
And the God determined to be always be with those who trust in God's mercy and grace。
而一個嘅上帝咧，亦都係決定就係話，佢一定時時嘅與嗰啲信賴佢嘅人同在嘅。
In the other hand, we should note that fear, vulnerability, fright before the giant is not limited to young or certain people.
就另外一方面咧，我哋都知道呢一個嘅懼怕或者脆弱，甚至我哋嗰個嘅恐懼咧，喺呢個巨人面前嘅呢啲嘅恐懼咧，唔係只係局限於嗰啲軟弱嘅或者係某一類嘅人。
I mean, everybody gets to be little someday.
就我哋每一個人。在每一個時刻，我哋某個嘅時刻，我哋都有依啲嘅感覺。
For example, when your doctor returns and saying there is a problem with one of your left lizard, probably nothing serious, but
或者好似如果你嘅醫生翻嚟同你講話，你嗰個嘅實驗嗰個嘅報告出咗一啲嘅問題，雖然唔係好嚴重，但係
or they walk in and say。We are going through some reorganization, and you, unfortunately, are not included in the future plans.
或者喺公司嗰度，我哋有人同我哋講話，我哋公司要重組啦，但我哋將來嗰個計劃入邊冇你喺入邊啊。
Or others check you into nursing home. In such moments, we all feel small, vulnerable, and feel unprotected.
或者有人係要安排我哋入住養老院嘅時候。在這些時刻我們每個人都會覺得是很軟弱很脆弱是覺得是好像沒有被保護住這樣
But here is good news
但是在這裡我們有一個好消息
As long as there is God there are surprising twists in our story
就是只要是有上帝在這裡的時候呢我們的故事就會有一個很奇特的扭轉了
So don't give up. The world is not yet fixed or finished.
所以千祈唔好灰心，唔好放棄，因為依個世界唔係就喺度完結噶啦。
Listen up, you and me, the small ones.
我哋每一個人都要留心去聽，我哋依啲細小微小嘅人都要留心去聽。
There is space enough even for the small and the vulnerable to do something in history if you dare to let God be God and put yourself to godly purpose.
就算我哋點樣嘅微小或者脆弱，我哋都有一個空間去喺一個歷史上能夠係有一啲嘅作為嘅。只要我哋係敢於讓神作為神，而我哋係亦都願意去承擔呢個神性嘅任務。
Why are you still afraid？
點解你仲喺度擔心呢
？Have you still no faith even with me standing in front of you？
唔通你唔知道我係企喺你面前咩？
Jesus rebuked his disciples.
耶稣就对他那些门徒在那里责骂了。
It is so true that if not always, there are times for every one of us when we are afraid.
这个是不是很真呢？就是我们每一个人，就算不是说时时都是，我们间中都会有一个很害怕的时刻。
Afraid of the unknown, perhaps.
对一个未来不认识的，未知之数有一个的恐惧。
Afraid of the future.
对将来有恐惧。
Afraid of even our relationship with God that we may not be able to find our way through the trials.
我们恐惧就是就算我们跟神有关系，但是当试炼来到的时候，可能我们都不知道怎样行。
Or perhaps through the challenges given to us.
或者是有时我们面对挑战的时候，我们都会觉得恐惧。
Surely there are times when we are not sure of God's leading our life.Or not sure of even ourselves.
是的，当然了，很多时我们都是有一个的，觉得是很不确定，不知道神怎样带领我们的人生前面的路程，或者对自己都很彷徨，很不知道怎样行。
Jesus, don't you care that we are about to perish?
耶稣说，我们就来丧命了，你还不理吗？
Does the disciple ask?
因为门徒就咁样去问啦。
I think it is a question every honest person will admit to asking at one point or another。
就对每一个我哋诚实嘅人嚟讲咧，我哋都承认我哋曾经都系咁样问过呢个嘅问题。
After teaching all day, Jesus led his disciples away from the crowd。
耶穌去教導了整日的時候之後，他就帶那班門徒離開一個群眾。
Do you know where they are leading?
耶穌帶他們去哪裡呢？
They are directed to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
他們是去到加利利的另外一邊。
Can you see that it's Jesus who leads them to the Gentile side, unknown territory, uncomfortable location,and unfamiliar situations?
就喺度，我哋睇唔睇到咧？耶穌實在係帶佢哋去另外一個嘅外邦嘅一個嘅地區，嗰度係一啲佢哋唔認識嘅一啲嘅地域，一啲唔舒服嘅場地，或者佢一啲唔係好認識嘅一啲嘅情景。
Yes, this is our Lord.
係啊，依個就係我哋嘅主啦。
Whenever we feel settling down, whenever we feel comfortable about ourselves.God asks us to stand up and go on.
当我们很多时觉得我们已经是安顿下来了，觉得很舒服的时候，神很多时就是叫我们再次的起来，继续前进。
You should know it. It is our God who always asks us to grow and move on.
就我们应该知道，我们的神就是那个时时叫我们去成长，继续前进的。
But while on the seas, in the dark evening hours,A storm arises.
但點解喺依個嘅海入邊，喺依個黑暗當中，喺晚上嘅時刻，會有一個風浪嘅興起咧？
Even though there are few fishermen on board, the disciples are still fearful.
就算佢哋船上嘅有多都係一啲嘅漁夫，但佢哋仍然都係覺得好恐懼。
It must have been a comical sight as the ragtag bunch of disciples strained to the something with the boat.
就可能是一個滑稽的場面，看見這一班的門徒在很忙亂地嘗試去做一些事。
The real problem is that they have not much experience working as a team.
就可能一個很重要的問題，就是他們根本沒有試過或者沒有一個經歷是團隊的一起去工作的。
Some rowing this way, some that, some bailing waters, others to paralyzed by the crisis to know what to do.
可能有些人爬那邊，有些人爬去那邊，或者有些人將水從船那裡倒出來，或者有些甚至已經害怕到呆了，都不知道應該怎樣做了。
And then, where is Jesus?
但是耶穌在哪裡
呢？ He's sleeping in the back of the boat.
他在個船的後面那裡睡著了。
Jesus, don't you care that we are about to perish?
耶穌啊，我們快要喪命了，你不理嗎？
With all the exciting plans we had for the future, I never dreamed my love could be taken from me so suddenly. I am so alone.
就係當我哋喺好多嘅好興奮嘅計劃當中，突然間我哋嘅摯愛離開咗我哋嘅時候，我哋會係好驚訝，同埋會覺得我好孤單。
I just don't know what I will do. Jesus, don't you care?
我唔知道我應該點樣做啦。耶穌，你唔理咩？
I didn't know our company was in such a strait. Where I am supposed to find a new job as an aged man?
我都唔知道，原來我公司原來喺咁嘅困境當中。我而家年紀咁大，我點樣去揾工呢？
Jesus, don't you care?
耶穌，你唔通你唔理咩？
You know how much I love my child. Why are you taking my beloved child so early from me? Jesus, don't you care?
你知道我幾愛我個仔女㗎？點解你喺佢哋咁年幼嘅時候就拎走咗佢哋啊？耶穌，你唔理咩
？I'm very sorry to say this, but I cannot say to you that you will be exempted from the storms of life, though you believe in Jesus Christ.
但我要同大家講到就係話，我唔可以話我哋每一個人，我哋就算我哋係相信咗耶穌基督嘅。我哋都唔係豁免於依一個生命嘅一啲嘅海一啲風浪。
Rather, I must admit that no one, including us Christians, is shielded from the storms of life.
就我要承認，就係我哋每一個人，就算我哋基督徒，都唔係可以避免於生命嘅風浪。
How often do you find yourself at the lowest to explain the troubles life brings?
有曾幾何時，我哋會發覺我哋。不知道怎樣去解釋生命帶來的一切的困擾。
No, some makes no sense at all.
有些真的沒有理由的。
Once we feel the storms beating at us, we tend to blame others, or devil, or a reckless life.
有時咧，當我哋覺得依一啲嘅風浪係擊打我哋嘅時候咧，我哋嘗試去埋怨自己，或者埋怨人哋，或者埋怨依個生命嘅無情。
Sometimes our blames even reach to God.
有時我哋嘅埋怨係去到神嗰度。
There's a truth in saying of Bishop Fulton Sheen, who used like in life to a deck of cards.
曾經有一個嘅主教去講過嘅一啲嘅説話，當中係有佢嘅真理嘅。他就用生命是比喻作一牌 一副牌。
Once the hand is dealt, it's a question of how you play, not whom you blame.
就是当这个牌是派给你的时候，问题就是我们怎样去打这些牌，而不是说我们怎样去埋怨。
No one is shielded or exempted from the storms of life.
就是我们没有一个人是豁免于生命嗰個嘅風浪。
We know faith did not shield the Apostle Paul from being stoned, shipwrecked, and imprisoned.
就算使徒保羅佢嘅信仰，都唔會令到佢係豁免於佢被石頭打，或者係沉船，甚至係被監禁。
Hospitals today have many beds occupied by Christians as well as non-Christians.
就是今天我們的醫院裡面的病床上睡著的有基督徒，也都有些未信的人。
The highway death includes those who profess Jesus as the Lord, as well as those didn't care about it at all.
而交通的死亡的人當中，也都有一些是他稱耶穌為他們的主的人，但也都有些是根本對宗教沒有關係，覺得沒有關係的人。
So it is so natural to ask JesusDon't you care that we are about to perish?
所以好自然嘅，我哋有時會問耶穌：我哋喪命啦，你唔理咩
？Finally, Jesus woke up and calmed down the storm. Peace, be still.
最後耶穌起身，佢就平靜風浪，佢就話：住了吧，靜了吧。
But here we should see that his words are also directed to the disciples as well.
就是我们也都看到，就是耶稣这句的说话也都是对着门徒说的。
It was their fear that was issued. So Jesus asked, why are you afraid?
就是因为门徒那个的恐惧，就是那个的问题，所以耶稣就问他们了，你们为什么这么害怕呢？
Have you no faith?
你还没有信心吗？
This was also addressed to you and me.Because it is we who would file so many complaints. Don't you care that we are about to perish, Jesus?
就依一句嘅问，耶稣嘅说话，亦都系向住我哋讲嘅。因为我哋时时都系有好多嘅埋怨，同埋我哋亦都时时喺度问耶稣话：我丧命啦，你唔理咩
？Because we are the ones used to say that it's not fair.
我哋亦都系嗰啲时时话唔公平啊。
Because there are many ways life threatens to get out of control, we too, no less than the first disciples, feel that Lord doesn't care that we are perishing.
就是很多時候我們的生命和生活那裡都是威脅了我們，令到我們是好像失控那樣的。所以我們也都好像這班的門徒一樣，會覺得好像耶穌不理我們了。
And we may continue to feel that way for a while.
或者我哋可能繼續會係咁樣嘅去諗。
In fact, we may continue to feel that way forever if we choose so.
事實上咧，如果我哋選擇係咁樣去諗咧，我哋可以成世都繼續係咁樣諗嘅。
We can feel sorry for ourselves, resentful, and uncontrollably anxious until the end of our days as we choose so.
就如果我哋選擇咧，我哋可以係繼續嘅係自憐，繼續嘅喺度埋怨。繼續的是覺得神好像不理我們那樣，直至到我們死那天。
Now hearing Jesus' question, have you still no faith? We can see the choice is before us.
但在這裡耶穌說，你們還沒有信心嗎？就在這裡就讓我們看到，我們是有一個選擇的。
The word still means that they had been cared and inspired in so many ways, but their faith is shaking again, running into turbulence.
在这里讲到耶稣问你们还没有 信心吗？个还字，即意思就是说，就他们已经是不断的是被耶稣是有启示过、有帮助过的，但他们仍然选择 唔去相信嘅时候，佢哋嘅信心仍然都系摇动嘅、软弱嘅。
Also, we can see that the story is concluded with the question, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him?"
但我哋睇到喺一个嘅故事嘅结尾咧，系门徒佢哋嘅喺度讲就话，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他的。
In short, I believe faith is a matter of choice, whether you open your lips up to the God's realm or leave it only for ourselves.
就总括嚟讲咧，我觉得信心就系嗰个嘅我哋一个嘅自己嘅个嘅选择嚟嘅。当我哋能够打开我哋嘅生命俾神嘅时候，而唔系只系让自己去掌控。
Jesus asked his disciples, "Peace, be still, and don't you get who I am?"
耶稣对门徒话：静止了，住了吧，静了吧。唔通你仲唔知道我系边个
？Can you get the picture? When the disciples were in such distress, where was Jesus?
就我哋睇唔睇到一个嘅图画咧？当啲门徒喺一个嘅危逼当中嘅时候。耶稣在哪里呢?
He was right there in the boat with them all the way.
耶稣是一路都在这船那里，一路都是与我们同在的。
When your storm is raging and you feel like your boat is about to go down, if you are inviting Jesus into your life, He is right there in the boat with you.
当我们一个的生命的海浪来到的时候，我们觉得我们那艘船已经快沉了。但是如果我们愿意邀请耶稣来到我们的生命当中，耶稣时时都是在那里的，就在船那里跟我们一起的。
It reminded me of a story that I heard from a Christian conference.
因为也都令我想起一个我曾经在一个基督徒的聚会当中所听到的一个的故事。
Once upon a time, there was a king. He is very rich, of course, and powerful and almighty, at least in his kingdom.
從前有一個皇帝，他是很有錢也很有權力的，他最多人都在他的國度當中是 很有權力的。
One day the king invited people into his palace for a party.
有一天這個皇帝就邀請他的人民來到他的皇宮那裡有一個宴會。
In the middle of the event, the king leads them into his backyard.
去到一段時間之後，這個皇帝就邀請一班人去到他的後院那裡。
There is a beautiful swimming pool.
在那裡有一個很漂亮的游泳池。
But they are so startled when they approach the pool.
但他們一走到池邊的時候，他們就很害怕。
Sharks. Many sharks are swimming in the pool.
有很多的鯊魚在這個游泳池那裡在游泳。
Then King declares.
然後跟著這個皇帝就說了，
If anyone who is courageous and strong enough can swim through the pool to the other side, I will give him a big reward.
如果你哋当中有边个好勇敢嘅咧，由池嘅一边游过去另外一边咧，我会俾一个好大嘅奖赏你哋。
He can either have one half of this kingdom or marry with my only daughter.
佢可以咧攞到呢一个嘅我嘅国度嘅一半，或者系可以娶到我唯一嘅女。
But in no time, one seemingly young and handsome and strong jumped into the pool and crossed the other side in a hurry.
咁突然间咧，有一个人嗰个又好靓仔又好强壮嘅一个嘅男人咧，就跳咗落去嗰个池嗰度，好快嘅游咗去另外一边。
Apparently, he gets the other side safely.
明显啦，佢系游到去另外一边系好安全嘅到达。
At this side, the king summons the young man and asks.Which reward do you want?
咁個皇帝咧就問佢啦，你想愛邊樣嘅獎賞啊
？Do you want to have one half of this kingdom or to marry with my daughter?
你想愛我國度嘅一半啦，還是愛娶我個女咧
？But the young man responds very angrily.
但係嗰個後生青年好嬲咁樣回答。
Neither one of those, sir.
兩樣我都唔要。
I just want to find out the one who pushed me into the pool and push him in it instead.
我只係想揾到邊一個擁咗我落個游泳池度，而我又要擁翻佢落去。
Well, that's probably why we are here in this world now.
咁呢個咧就可能就係點解我哋係喺今日呢一個狀況啦。
We were never ready, but we are here in this world and face the sharks along the way of our life journey.
就我哋永远都唔会话已经准备好嘅，我哋系实已经喺一个嘅世界当中，我哋每日就系要面对呢啲嘅鲨鱼。
Yes, you may keep blaming others and trying to find the reasons or excuse when you are running into storms in your lives.
系嘅，好多时我哋可以系不断嘅喺度埋怨人哋，或者系尝试去揾一啲嘅理由、一啲嘅藉口。当我哋遇见呢个风浪嘅时候，去揾呢啲咁嘅藉口。
But it doesn't matter who pushed us into the pool full of the sharks anymore.
就有时都唔需要计较边个拱我哋落去一个满有鲨鱼嘅泳池入边。
And in the other hand, we have Jesus Christ.
但另外一方面，我哋有耶稣基督。
He is with us in the midst of the whatever storms or the sharks to bring peace and take us through.
就喺一个。就算是滿有鯊魚或者很有風浪的我們一個的人生當中，我們都有耶穌基督與我們同在，祂會平安的帶到我們去另外一邊。
This is what we believe.
這個就是我們的相信。
And that's the difference between who trust in God and who do not have faith.
這個呢就是我們選擇去相信神的人和那些沒有這個信仰的人的一些的不同。
Can you hear what Jesus asks?
你听唔听到耶稣问嘅问题呢？
Why are you afraid?
你点解会惊惶呢？
Have you no faith?
你还没有信心吗？
Furthermore, we as believers are to let the world see in us the Christ comes fear and call forth our faith.
而且呢，我哋作为信徒呢，我哋应该系让我哋嘅周围、我哋嘅世界睇到。我哋因为有耶稣基督喺我哋入边嘅时候，能够平静我哋嗰个嘅惊惶。
We are to let the world see that He is the Lord for us, even in the midst of fears and suffering and trials and storms.
我哋亦都要让我哋嘅世界睇到，就系话，因为有耶稣基督喺我哋入边嘅时候，我哋就算有恐惧、有痛苦嘅时候、有试探、有呢啲嘅海浪当中，我哋都能够有平静。
May God bless you to understand this truth.
愿神去祝福你，去叫你能够明白呢个嘅真理。
May God richly bless you that you can put your trust in God in the midst of those storms.
愿神厚厚嘅赐福俾你，好叫你能够系喺一个人生嘅好多嘅波浪当中，仍然都能够相信神系喺你嘅与你同在。
Amen.
阿门。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for your continual presence with us.
天父上帝，我哋多谢你不断嘅与我哋同在。
You calm down the storm and then give us a quiet time to recover, and then you call us to move forward.
你平静我哋嘅风浪，亦都俾我哋有一个安静嘅时间去复原，亦都系继续嘅去叫我哋前进。
Oh God, forgive us when we forget that you are with us.
主啊，愿你去饶恕我哋，当我哋有时系忘记你与我哋同在。
Make us remember that you are in charge of our lives, and we are your beloved ones.
求你教导我哋时时嘅记得，你系掌管我哋生命嘅主，而我哋系属于你至爱嘅人。
You know all our weaknesses and problems and struggles.
你知道我哋每一个人嘅软弱，我哋嘅问题同埋我哋嘅挣扎。
Show us again the miracle of your saving presence with us so that we can go on this faith journey with you.
愿你显示，再一次的显示给我们看到你一个拯救的奇迹，好叫我们能够继续在我们一个信心的路程上继续的前进。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名义求。
Amen.
Amen.